This is Vicki, host of the Way Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Today, I want to invite my listeners to feel free to send in your questions and comments. Send them to Vicki at VickiTruthMinistries.org. That is Vicki, V as in victory, I as in igloo, C as in candy, K as in kite, I as in igloo, at Vicki Troop Ministries. Troop, T as in Tom, R as in red, O as in orange, U as in umbrella, P as in Paul, ministries.org. Have you ever wondered how to walk out a kingdom life here in this world? I have. So I decided to pray and consult the Bible about how to walk in the kingdom life while living here in this world. As you know, we are members of two kingdoms. This world and the kingdom of God. Christians, you belong to the kingdom of God while living in this world. For those of you who would like to learn how to live in both worlds as a Christian, we will have unscripted sessions of Bible study. We will start with 1 Thessalonians and work our way through Revelations. Get your Bibles and open them up to 1 Thessalonians. Need a minute more? Okay, let me give you an overview of chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy were thankful and regularly mentioning the Thessalonians in their prayers because their trust in the Messiah produced action for one another, hard work, and their hope, persevering. They received the Word and the Holy Spirit and became imitators of Paul, Silas, and of course of Jesus. They spread the Word of God beyond Macedonia and Arcadia. They turned to God from idols to serve the true God. Verse 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God, the Father, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you. And peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a tidbit for you. If you look back at epistles that Paul wrote, you will notice that Paul usually called himself an apostle. Here, he does not do that, probably because he was held in affection and did not have to assert his apostolic authority. We have Silas. Silas was Paul's companion on his second mission trip. Then we have Timothy. Timothy was converted by Paul on his trip. He was part Jewish and part Greek. He was uncircumcised, but he was a good Christian. He was a miracle worker like Paul. He was Paul's companion from this time on. He was also ordained the first bishop of Ephesus. He was a student of the scriptures and believed to be Paul's scribe in writing Hebrews and Galatians. Timothy also had the gifts of the Spirit. Verse 1 also tells us that the Thessalonian church was in God and Jesus Christ. Verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Verse 3 talks about remembering. Remembering three things. One, the work of faith. These believers had faith, not dead speculative, just in the words faith, but real, living, productive faith. They had a labor of love. Their work of faith was backed by their labor of love. This is normal and the perfect scriptural pattern. The gifts should be exercised in labor of love to serve the living and true God. Verse 3 also says they had patience of hope. This was the third of the great characteristics of these believers. Their program was Christianity in action, and the verse could read, faithful work, loving labor, and hopeful patience. You might ask, hope for what? They were waiting for God's Son from heaven. Because during those days, after Jesus left, they thought that he was coming back during their time. They knew nothing else. Their expectation was that Jesus would return during their lifetime. Verse 4, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Verse 5, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So verse 5 is telling us that the gospel was preached, and it reached the Thessalonians, not only in word, but they received the Holy Ghost as well. See you next time. This is Vicki. We will continue on with chapter 1, verses 6 through 10.